I'm here today in the Channel Islands of Jersey, where the International Whaling Commission is holding its 63rd annual meeting. Outside the meeting venue, Sea Shepherd are holding a protest, which is getting a lot of support, it seems, from the cars going past. I'm talking to Captain Paul Watson, who's the founder of Sea Shepherd. Paul, tell me why you guys are out here today, this week in general.
Well, we're really here to find out what the Japanese are going to do. If they return to the Silent Ocean Whale Sanctuary to kill whales, we'll go back after them. But we're also here to focus attention on their corruption and their illegal activities.
Before we touch on that, tell me, how are you being perceived by the people here on Jersey? What's your feeling?
We've been getting overwhelming support here. Even our port fees were waived by the Port Authority. And obviously from the response of the people driving by, it's people are anti-whaling here.
Let's go back then inside the conference hall. Japan has confirmed that they are going to return to the Southern Oceans for the upcoming whaling season, despite the relative successes, I think it's fair to say, you guys had last year with your campaign. What's your response to that?
It doesn't make any economic or political sense for them to return, but I think they're doing this out of sheer spite and anger. They only took 15% of their quota. Every year we're going down there stronger, they're going down weaker. We've been stronger than them this year. Next year we'll be even stronger, they'll be weaker. So I think that if they go down again, we'll be able to shut them down again. That's why they're trying so desperately to find a way to get Netherlands or Australia or the US to stop us.
You had quite a bit of support on the floor yesterday, Australia, saying that they wouldn't give Japan's whaling vessels any more protection than it already gives to other vessels in the region. What are delegates, international delegates, saying to Sea Shepherd?
We're not getting, people don't really talk to us, but you know, we're sort of like the ladies of the night of the this movement. People agree with us, but they don't want to be seen with us in the daylight. But the thing is that we're not the ones breaking the law. The Japanese are targeting endangered species in an internationally established whale sanctuary, the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary, in violation of a commercial moratorium. They're the criminals, we're not.
However, yesterday Japan showed some video, which was quite graphic. Setting aside what it is they do, you guys were using some pretty confrontational tactics to deal with the Japanese. And there was support for the Japanese inside the IWC conference for safety at sea and the rule of the law of the sea. Does Sea Shepherd abide by the safety at sea principles and rule of international law?
We haven't caused a single injury to anybody down there. Our tactics are designed not to hurt anybody. And it's very difficult because they're trying to kill us. They shot at us, thrown concussion grenades, acoustical weapons, and we're hitting them with stink bombs, you know. So we're doing the best we can with the resources we have and ensuring that nobody gets injured to try and bring them into compliance with international conservation law. And I think we're doing it responsibly.
Paul Watson, Captain Paul Watson with Sea Shepherd, thank you very much for joining us today. You said that people inside aren't talking with you. I'm glad that we're talking with you. And we look forward to more singing at your protest here. Thank you.
Well, thank you.